I'm going to ask you to close your eyes because I believe this needs to come out of your mouth. So take a step of faith and come with me on this little journey. Because we started without all these extra things that we sometimes think we need for a journey. Say, I celebrate your giving me. So much grace. And I am righteous.
I am holy.
I am in Christ.
I have his mind.
His motivation.
His desires.
Flowing through me. Because I have his Holy Spirit. In me. Directing me. Motivating me. I am the Christ. In this earth. Right now.
Right now.
About 3 hours later, I heard these words. I have reversed the curse. I have reversed the curse. Now we live, not die. And the question was, what's next, Lord? Because I never know what he's going to do. And he gave me a vision of a DVD that I'd been listening to. And he said to me, when you turn it on, the very first scripture that you hear will be what I want you to talk about tonight. And you say, we have a weird man trying to tell us something here. So if you've got those thoughts, welcome to the club. So the scripture I heard was Job chapter 33, and we're not going there just yet. So I shut off the machinery. And I said, okay, what do you want me to share, Lord? He said, I want you to ask them, was Job justified by faith or works?
Faith.
Right on. He was justified by faith, but he was suffering. And the logic of it didn't make sense. So the first scripture we're going to go to is Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, and we're going to talk a little bit about Abraham and what he was impressed of. And sometimes we try to perform so much that we get into trouble. Romans 4, verse 1. What then shall we say? That Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter. If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God. It was credited to him as righteousness. So now you're facing the reality of believing what God says about you and me rather than our activity. How many know that your activity cannot always match the emotions that you have? And if you go by the emotions, you're going to be going by man and the flesh of the mind and the feelings of the soul. Christians should not be working on that and believing that it's hopeless for themselves, because if they do, they're in for some depression. Now, none of you have ever visited that space, and neither have I. And if you believe that, I'll tell you another lie. Verse 3, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So the first thing you have to remember is to believe God's word for yourself. Never mind adapting it to everyone else. to straighten them all out so you can have a comfortable day.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 4. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the wicked. Who justifies the wicked? Who justifies all of us? His faith is credited as righteousness. Man, the man who does not work but trusts God, who justifies the wicked, his faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. If you recall, the Lord was teaching at one point that when the kingdom of heaven was functioning and the marriage supper was ongoing, there was one guy who wasn't dressed for the party. And so the Lord told him to get out. Do you think maybe he was there because he had worked real hard for the Lord? Sometimes works are of God, but sometimes they're not. If they're put in together so that you can become righteous, you're going to have to awaken to a new trend. Now I want to take you to Job chapter 33. And if you say, well, this isn't Job speaking, but it is somebody else that's speaking. It's Elihu, which is the beginning of 32. And I'm just going to read verse 1 of 32. So these three men stopped answering Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. And let's go to 33. If you read the whole of 33, you'll get to the point where this man is saying that Job was actually opening himself up, had declared some stuff, and this man was repeating it back to him. And there's a lot in here, but I'm not going to go into all of it because we'd be here all night. Verse 23, yet if there is an angel on his side as a mediator, one out of a thousand, to tell a man what is right for him, to be gracious to him, and say, spare him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom for him. Then his flesh is renewed like a child's. It is restored as in the days of his youth. He prays to God and finds favor with him. He sees God's face and shouts for joy. He is restored by God to his righteous state. Then he comes to men and says, I sinned and perverted what was right, but I did not get what I deserve. He redeemed my soul from going down to the pit, and I will live to enjoy the light. Isn't that an incredible statement of faith? Because this man is full of disease, his entire body, yet he's made these declarations, and his friend says, I heard you speak these things, and I'm repeating them back to you. How many know your confession declares your status?
Come on.
Your confession makes you righteous, or it makes you what? Guilty. Oh, what a dumb, stupid thing I just did. I wish I was smarter. Great words for the soul. Deadly from God's perspective. Because you're cursing yourself. And you may not be conscious that you're doing it because you've done this way for how many years? How many get caught with their mouth periodically? Thank you. My job right now is to declare to you that you need to be more like Job. His friend remembered. Who's the angel that declared him innocent? Who was the angel that declared him?
The Lord.
The Lord. Amen. He was the angel of the Lord. Yet if there's an angel on his side as a mediator, who's your mediator? One out of 1,000 to tell a man what is right for him, to be gracious to him and say, share him, spare him from going down to the pit. So the advocate was the Lord. The angel of the Lord came and he saw him. Now, I remember many years ago the Lord giving me an understanding that Job had to turn around and pray for his friends, which he wasn't too happy about, because they had not been exactly supportive. They were dictatorial, critical, and found every fault and failure in him. Yet Job was righteous according to God's opinion, because of his words, not always his actions. Okay? What I was looking at today was to make you aware that we need to change some of the things that we speak, and you may not be able to do it on your own. How many know if you've got yourself for a leader, you could be in trouble? But if you ask the Holy Spirit to bring to memory your declarations, and when something comes out of your mouth that is ungodly, that he will be a counselor to you. That he'll prod you a little bit, maybe a little bit of a pin in the right place. You know, ladies years ago used to use hat pins to correct people. You laugh. I had one of my aunts and who somebody tried to do something negative to her, and she said, I had a hat pin in my hair and I readjusted their actions. She says, I only used about a half an inch. Yeah, well, the hat pins, you know they were. Okay, and she had her thumb on it, and it was sticking about a half an inch, and she readjusted their actions. You laugh, but sometimes the Holy Ghost can give you one of those in the right place, you know, where you got a little bit of meat, and he'll readjust your thinking. Yeah, you might dance a little. But in reality, the Holy Spirit is so good at correcting us so that our mouth will not destroy our future.
Amen. Yes.
Not destroy the blessings he's prepared. Amen. Not destroy the resurrection he has planned for us. Remember the word that I got. The curse has been
reversed.
Yeah. I was walking around at the gym when that one came. I said, the curse has been reversed. Cool. That is cool. Now, if the curse has been reversed, do the words out of your mouth match what God is saying?
They should.
Ah. Oh, I'm so sick today. If you only knew, oh, please, let's call somebody for prayer. And then they start feeling sorry for you. And now you've got two in agreement of how sick you are.
That's right. There's power in agreement. There it is. Right.
And that's exactly what happened. Oh, I feel. I remember the first time I heard our lady friend there, Joyce Myers. I feel. And boy, I'll tell you, she taught a lot of people how to get out of the feelings department. And not to live there. And we visit. I'm not trying to tell you you won't visit. One thing to visit, something else to declare how unholy you are and how ungodly you are, but to declare that you are righteous in God's sight because of the blood of Jesus Christ and his finished work. It's not part-time work that he did. It's one good job, never to be done again. All right? So you're banking on something that's permanent and it's godly, and if you declare it out of your mouth, you will come to a higher place. Now, if Job was declaring to this man, and the man is now repeating it to him, he says, I found a ransom for him. Then his flesh is renewed like a child. I could use some of that. Okay? It is restored as in the days of his youth. Verse 25 should be taken to the bank for us who are getting a little older. He prays to God and finds favor with him. He sees God face and shout for joy. He sees. He doesn't say he might see. He says he does see. He is restored by God to his righteous state. He's restored by you scrubbing yourself clean. Well, make up your mind. What's it going to be? You at work or him at work? Him at work. While you are worshiping him and giving him praise, he will restore and recreate what needs to be done. He will restore. He will recreate. He will renew. And you know what? We've got people that do believe that. And they're working on it full time. Last year at this time, I went to see a gentleman who was in his middle 80s. And everybody had told him that he was going to die. And they told him to prepare his paperwork. And he said, I already lost my wife. I'm not losing me. Made that decision. He was incredibly sick. They did bring him to the hospital, and his friends went over and prayed for him, anointed him with oil, and the doctor said, forget it, he's not making it to the end of the week. 3 months later, he was in this region, which was about 1,000 miles of driving, and he drove 1,000 miles to come and give a message, and I happened to be there. What am I saying? I'm saying the power of life and death is in your mouth. That's right. Job did it right. His friends were not happy. He still got the victory. Verse 27. Then he comes to men and says, I sinned and perverted what was right, but I did not get what I deserved. We don't get what we deserve. We get what he's prepared for us. Salvation, healing, recreation, etc., etc. He redeemed my soul from going down to the pit, and I will live to enjoy the light.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. Close the book. Say, Father, I am going to celebrate.
You're giving me
so much grace. And yes, I am righteous.
Yes, I am holy.
Yes, I am in Christ. I have his mind. I have his motivation.
I have his desires
flowing through me. Because I have his Holy Spirit inside of me, directing me, motivating me. I am the Christ. The anointed one in this earth right now. So here comes the anointed one to the north, south, east, and west. And I'm going to tell them, my God has reversed the curse. I'm not going to die. I am going to live. And I've been justified by faith.
Amen.